And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And it came to pass on the 3rd day, when they were sore, that 2 of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword, and came upon the city boldly, and slew all the males. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, Ye have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me. And I shall be destroyed, I and my house. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali and Mushi, these are the families of Levi according to their generations. And Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. Number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families. Every male from a month old and upward shalt thou number them. And these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. Take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, after their families by the house of their fathers, from Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi. And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye the priesthood also? And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for 1 rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness. And behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds, and bloomed blossoms, and yielded almonds. And thy brethren also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou with thee, that they may be joined unto thee, and minister unto thee. But thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the 10th in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt. And she bare unto Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam their sister. At that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister unto him, and to bless in his name unto this day. Wherefore Levi hath no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised him. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi, shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance. And the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near, for them the Lord thy God hath chosen to minister unto him, and to bless in the name of the Lord. And by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people, when ye are come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin, And Moses wrote this law, and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And of Levi he said, Let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. Only unto the tribe of Levi he gave none inheritance. The sacrifice of the Lord God of Israel, made by fire, are their inheritance, as he said unto them. But unto the tribe of Levi Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said unto them. Which the children of Aaron, being of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, had, for theirs was the first lot. And he made an house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Levi: Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. The son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. The son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. The son of Mahlai, the son of Mushai. The son of Merari, the son of Levi. Who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. Of the children of Levi, 4,600. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And David divided them into courses among the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Now concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and upward. And the rest of the sons of Levi were these: of the sons of Amram, Shubael; of the sons of Shubael, Jehediah. And I gathered them together to the river that runneth through Ahava, and there abode we in tents 3 days. And I viewed the people and the priests, and found there none of the sons of Levi. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Mahlai, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons and his brethren 18. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the oil, unto the chambers where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers. And we will not forsake the house of our God. The sons of Levi, the chief of the fathers, were written in the book of the Chronicles, even until the days of Johanan the son of Eliashib. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. And the chamber whose prospect is toward the north is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok among the sons of Levi, which come near to the Lord to minister unto him. And the gates of the city shall be after the names of the tribes of Israel: 3 gates northward, 1 gate of Reuben, 1 gate of Judah, 1 gate of Levi. The family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart. The family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. Which was the son of Mathat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Janna, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Josi, which was the son of Eliezer, which was the son of Jorim, which was the son of Mathat, which was the son of Levi, which was the... And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who received the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000,